The readings from Isaiah chapter 40, verses 1 to 11. It can be found on page 687. It's titled Comfort for God's People. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her hard service has been completed, that her sin has been paid for, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice of one calling. In the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be raised up, every mountain and hill made low. The rough ground shall become level, the rugged places a plain. And the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all people will see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice says, cry out. And I said, what shall I cry? All people are like grass, and all human faithfulness is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers and the flowers fall, because the breath of the Lord blows on them. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of our God endures forever. You who bring good news to Zion, go up on a high mountain. You who bring good news to Jerusalem, lift up your voice with a shout. Lift it up and do not be afraid. Say to the towns of Judah, here is your God. See, the sovereign Lord comes with power, and his arm rules for him. See, his reward is with him, and his recompense accompanies him. He tends his flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in his arms and carries them close to his heart. He gently leads those that have young. We thank the Lord for his word today. Amen.
Oh, good morning. Thank you, Joe, for leading us this morning, even amongst the coughs and colds and preparing for Christmas. Wow. And for the musicians and those leading us in singing. My hearing is deteriorating very rapidly, and it's often I can't catch the music as I used to, but I caught their lovely singing and those lovely harmonies and melodies. So as we bless the Lord, they bless us as well. So thank you so much. Are you longing for Christmas? Anybody got their decorations up? Oh yes, somebody's got my knowing my brothers and my sisters, I wouldn't be surprised if one of them was up at 1 o'clock this morning putting the decorations up on the 1st of December. I mean, how can you do that? I think there ought to be a law against putting decorations up this early. This Advent, we're going to be looking at Isaiah. Isaiah, probably one of the greatest prophets and it's just an amazing book. Take the opportunity and just read through it if you can. It's just so amazing. Isaiah is full of warnings, prophecies against people who have rebelled against God, who have disobeyed him. And so there are warnings there against his people, his own people, those that he loved so much, who he cared for, and yet they turn their backs on him. And he warns them about punishment. And there's warnings there about other nations, Assyria, even those nations that God will use to judge his own people. He then judges those nations as well. And so it's a bit like a rather brooding landscape. And I know that Andrew's used this sort of image before, but to me Isaiah is like this. It's like that, dark landscape. All the clouds are down, and it's really dark. And then as you read through Isaiah, every now and again, you get this beautiful burst of light that comes down. And we're going to be looking at some of our longings and some of God's people's longings over December. And as we look through Isaiah, we will see these. We will look at the longing for peace as we remember those words that we use every Christmas. Unto us a child is born, to us a son is given. And one of his names will be the Prince of Peace. So we will look at Isaiah chapter 9. We look at the longing for healing. Isaiah chapter 11 talks about that branch from Jesse's family and how he will bring reconciliation and healing to the nations. We will look at longing for hope and that hope that God brings through the coming Messiah. We'll be looking for longing for a home, a real home, as we look in Isaiah chapter 35. And there's a picture there of the land starting off as a desert, but then God creates this highway that takes us to a new Zion, a new home. And we'll think about longing for Emmanuel as we look at Isaiah chapter 10. Again, that verse that we know so well, that the virgin will conceive and Emmanuel, God coming to us. And so this morning we're going to be looking for longing for comfort. Longing for comfort. I wonder what springs to mind when you think of looking for comfort. Maybe it's something just like this, in front of a warm fire with a mug of hot chocolate and just relaxing. What a comforting image that is. Maybe it's just a hug, that old toy, teddy of ours. Maybe it's the Christmas traditions. Now, I have a confession to make. Sometimes when we're out here, we have to confess. And I have to confess that I love Christmas. And I love the traditions and the rituals that you go through. And I love the carols. I love singing them. I love hearing them. I love King's College as they sing those carols each year. And I love the Christmas lights. I love going out and just seeing the lights and the Christmas markets that you can go to. And just Christmas, spending time with the children. Now, of course, spending time with my children and my grandchildren. and the presents and the stockings and everything else, and all the other traditions, and the cooking as well. Cooking, preparing the turkey dinner meal. And even the kitchen battles that go on. I have a feeling I've shared this with you, but in our family, we do sometimes have battles over Christmas, because and probably by to some extent, we're very much into Delia. We have a Delia Christmas, and she explains exactly how you have to prepare the turkey and everything else. My youngest son, Richard, who likes cooking as well, he's very much into Jamie Oliver. And so on the Christmas morning, you can guarantee that there's going to be some somewhat heated discussions over the best way to roast potatoes or whatever. And what you can do with sprouts, for instance. You know, so you sauté the sprouts with a little bit of bacon, first of all, and you can actually make sprouts taste quite nice. Sorry, I'm digressing. Sorry, you see what Christmas does to you. But you see, all that's about being comfortable, isn't it, really? Okay, it brings comfort, but that's being comfortable. Isaiah chapter 40, as Peter read to us, is not about being comfortable. It's about bringing comfort to a people who are hurting, who are in real pain. Why are they in pain? They are in pain because they've disobeyed God. They've turned their back against God, and God is punishing them. And so we're looking for comfort. And where do you look for your comfort? When you are hurting a bit, when things are difficult, where does that comfort come from? Maybe it's comfort eating. Maybe it's drinking. You drown those sorrows in alcohol. Maybe it's shopping, just going out, doing some shopping. I don't know if online shopping does it anymore, really. But I recognise it. I actually like shopping. I like going to John Lewis and just wandering around. Don't have to spend money, I just like doing it. Or maybe it's just television. We escape into our favourite television program, our favorite soap or whatever. And that's where we look for comfort. And that's where many people this month will actually look for their comfort. But let's go back and have another look into Isaiah chapter 40. If you've got your Bibles, and I just remind you of some of these passages. It is such a lovely chapter. There's so many lovely promises there. Look again, Isaiah 40 and the first few verses there. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her hard service has been completed, that her sin has been paid for, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. And remember, God, people are looking for comfort because they have failed, they have sinned, they've been punished. But God says, I've dealt with your sins, and now, Isaiah, I want you to proclaim comfort to my people. And so we look for comfort in that pain. Now please don't for a minute think that I'm suggesting that all pain and all suffering is due to sin. Jesus himself made it very clear that that is not the case. But our sins and our failings do have consequences. And for some of us, maybe it has had an impact. For others, they're just suffering. And we've already thought about some of those. And at the end, before we come to our final song, I want us to just pray together again over Isaiah 40. So we're longing for comfort. The comfort of God's forgiveness when we have sinned. And how much comfort that really brings. Sin just creates so much suffering, so much guilt. It impacts people's lives so much. That guilt that people hold. And when God's forgiveness through Jesus Christ comes to us, it can bring real longing comfort. The comfort of being in God's arms when we are worried. In verse 11, we read, "He tends his flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in his arms and carries them close to his heart. He gently leads those that have young." We can hear that echo, can't we, in Psalm 23. "The Lord's my shepherd, I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake." That comfort of knowing that we are in his hands. When we're unsure about what's going on around us, when the future is so unsure, we can be assured of God's comfort, of his grace and his love to us. The comfort of knowing God's greatness when we feel so small. How are we described in this chapter? We're described as people like grass. All their faithfulness is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers and the flowers fall because the breath of the Lord blows on them. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of our God endures forever. We didn't read on the rest of the chapter, but in verse 22, we talk about, and it's people are like grasshoppers. Anne and I went to Singapore recently on business, and we visited the tropical gardens there, and they are just so amazing. And in Singapore, there's very little season. It's always hot, nearly always humid, and those flowers just seem to bloom and bloom all the year through. But I know that each individual flower just lasts a very short time and then dies. And each blade of grass lasts just a short time and then dies. And so there's that reminder that we are so small and our lives can be so short. So what comfort can we gain? Well, we gain comfort that our God is so great. Let me read again some passages from this chapter. It says, "Have you not known? Have you not heard? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood since the earth was founded? God sits enthroned above the circle of the earth, and its people are like grasshoppers. He stretches out the heavens like a canopy and spreads them out like a tent to live in. He brings princes to nothing. To whom will you compare me? Or who is my equal? Says the Holy One. Lift up your eyes and look to the heavens. Who created all these? He who brings out the starry host one by one. Who will you compare me with?" So there is nobody who we can compare, the everlasting and almighty God. And be comforted that this great God loves you and me. He doesn't overlook us. We may feel like a blade of grass, a flower that's going to fade soon, a little grasshopper. But God, who oversees, sees us, each one of us, and he's put his love on you and says, I care for you. This lovely, amazing God that we have. Psalm 119 talks, it says, may your unfailing love comfort me. Think of John chapter 14, where Jesus comforts his disciples. Don't let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If that were not so, would I have told you that I'm going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you with me. And in 2 Corinthians, there's a lovely passage which again reminds us of comfort. In 2 Corinthians chapter 1, Paul says, praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. For just as we share abundantly in the sufferings of Christ, so also our comfort abounds through Christ. So we have the Father of compassion, the God of all comfort, the one who comforts us in our troubles. Again, that church, the church with suffering, church was in pain, but God brings comfort. And we also can bring comfort. Deb's reminded us of what we could do for people in and around Hartford just by preparing something for them, something to support them. And so we have the opportunity, as Corinthians remind us, that we can bring comfort as well. And so we have the opportunity of bringing comfort. And then Isaiah chapter 40 ends with a reminder of how God brings strength to us. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Are you feeling weak at the moment? Are you wondering how you can manage? Are you looking for strength? Then God brings comfort to us and strengthens us. We're reminded, aren't we, that in our weakness, that allows the world to see God's strength, God working in us and through us. I'd like us to just spend a time. And I want you to just use the opportunity to pray yourselves. Are you looking for God's forgiveness and the comfort of knowing that God forgives? Is there something in your life, there's something in my life that I need to repent of? And is there something in my life that's making me feel guilty? Then bring it to the Lord and take up his promise that he will bring comfort even when we are struggling and even when we have failed and when we have sinned. Thank you, Lord, that you are a God who forgives. That even when you punish, you want to be able to bring reconciliation and forgiveness into our lives. And Lord, if there's something in our lives that need your forgiveness, that needs us to repent of, or do you want to bring that to you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ? Amen. Are you just hurting or in pain? Maybe it's physical pain, but maybe it's something deeper, something mental, something that's just really worrying you, then take heart from this chapter that God is a God of comfort, of compassion and of all comfort, and he wants to bring us relief from that pain. Bring it to him now. Lord, thank you that you are a God who understands pain and weakness. You came to this world in the person of a helpless baby. And you grew up as our Lord Jesus Christ. And you knew what it was to walk a life of pain at times, of suffering, of rejection. And so you understand us in our pain and our fears. But Lord, we know you don't want us to leave us there. And so we bring our difficulties, our pain and our hurts to you, knowing that you are a God who loves and cares and watches over us. Amen. Are you feeling small? Not very important? Maybe you think in the grand things of things, I'm rather insignificant. Maybe you just feel that you're a bit on the margin of things. Maybe you've been overlooked in some area in your life. Be assured that even in your smallness, God in his greatness loves you and watches over you, and be assured of his love. Maybe in that smallness, bring that to him now. Lord, thank you that you are a God who uses the weak and the marginalized. You use the things that are overlooked in this world to bring about your purposes. And so in our weakness, in our smallness, we come to you, knowing that you love us, that you want to raise us up, that you want to strengthen us. In Jesus' name, amen. And then finally, is there somebody that you know who needs God's comfort? And maybe you're the person to bring that comfort to them. That our role is, just as we've been comforted, that we share that comfort with others. I'd like to bring somebody to you. Many of you will know one of our mission partners, Mike and Ruth Wall, who are in Central Asia. Mike's brother died very recently, in just the last few days, completely unexpectedly. Mike was able to come back to the UK and was able to spend some time with his brother Kevin. But I'm sure that Mike and Ruth Wall would really appreciate being lifted up in our prayers just now. And I'm sure that there are others that you know who needs God's comfort. So just in the next couple of minutes, bring them to the Lord in quietness. Lord, we lift to you now those that we know, maybe our friends, our relations, our neighbours, those that we know. Maybe those that some have met through the work of CAP and know situations where people are really struggling. We lift them to you. And Lord, we lift Mike Wall to you in the pain of the loss of his brother so recently, so unexpectedly. And we pray, Lord, that you indeed will be the God of comfort to him, and for Ruth as well, as she cares for Mike, and for the whole family. We lift them to you. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to close together as we sing about compassion. Everyone needs compassion.